We want to welcome each and every one of you to our worship service here at Grace Bible Church today. As you know, today is the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks that took place on our country, where over 3,000 people lost their lives. I'm sure that most of you have been following in the last week all of the different specials that have been on. I've watched a few of them, mainly because I wanted to be reminded as well of what took place and what has been necessary for our country to do over the past 10 years, have our men and women fighting for our country overseas to protect us, to go after the terrorists that did the horrible things that they did to our country. I want to share with you a poem that was written in 1976 by a man by the name of Elwood McQuade. He is one of the directors of the Friends of Israel ministry up in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And he was called upon by the city of Philadelphia to write a poem in 1976 for the bicentennial of our country. And this particular poem that he wrote received a number of awards and became popular again after September the 11th. It's been shared and read, and it's actually included in a little booklet that we have for sale in the Children's Bible Club bookstore entitled Come Walk With Me. And he's written dozens of poems in here, very good. He's a born-again, Bible-believing preacher of the Word of God. And I thought I would share with you this morning in our call to worship, One Nation Under God. That's the title of it. Lean patriots bent their heads against the bitter winds at Valley Forge. With bodies wrapped in little more than rags, they sat in circles by their flickering fires and waited for the day. Each pondered his own future, then shared more common thoughts of human liberty. In great solemnity, they sank in cold, numb knees to humbly pray. Great God of hosts, preserve us. Let not our dream of freedom die beneath the weight of winter's drifting snow. Raise thou our hopes as thou wilt bring the flowers upon these meadows come the spring. Create in this hope-barren world one nation under God. From Philadelphia's galleries echoed forth long voices in prolonged debate as link by link the chain of state was forged. Strong men argued, reasoned, wrote, and read. They knelt together there and prayed, Great God of hosts, guide us. We are but men and need thy wisdom sure. This state will not endure apart from thee. Be thou our chart, our compass, and our guiding star that we might steer aright this one nation under God. Men stood in blue and gray to look from Appomattox Village across 100 war-scarred fields and more. Upon them, strewn before the quiet guns, reposed the silent forms of men and boys who slept the sleep from which no man returns. They wept, stacked rifles, cased their tattered battle flags, and paused to pray. Great God of hosts, unite us. Bind up this nation's wounds and heal our hearts. May the agonies of hate and death fast be replaced by love and life from thee, that men might say, She's risen again, one nation under God. In this late hour we stand to scan the past. The future looms before us questioning. Can we now forsake our Father's way and strike the face of God from off this land? Dare we now stand mute before the throne while full 1,000 perils stalk our track? Oh, let it not be so, but let us bow before Him low and lift a solitary voice to pray. Great God of hosts, save us. We've strayed in shameless folly far from Thee. Mighty Lord, be quick to save us from our wayward course. Turn back our paths to truth and righteousness that we might shine, one nation under God.